Hello and welcome to Thought for January the 27th. Our readings are Genesis chapters 44 and 45, Psalm 49, and Romans chapters 1 and 2. And our thought is, why should I fear in times of trouble? How challenging for us is the ungodliness that surrounds us. It has some degree of attraction for us in our fleshly weaknesses. And our Psalm 49 today begins, "Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together." How few can hear God's message to them today? Verse 5 jumps out at us and challenges us to remember and keep repeating what we read here. Why should I fear in times of trouble when iniquity surrounds me? We are surrounded by iniquity more than ever. Such are the ways of life that almost no one has any thought of there being an all-seeing God who has his eyes on the earth and the people he created. The next verse asks about those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. What is described as their future? The psalmist is inspired to write, "No man can give to God the price of his life, that he should live on forever," verses 7 and 8. In verse 12, we pick up a heart-challenging declaration. "Man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish." But this is a description of a certain path, called elsewhere as the wide way. Earlier this month, we read the words of Jesus that the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many, Matthew 7 and verse 13. However, back in Psalm 49, the psalmist declares and invites his readers to sing, "God will ransom my soul from the power of the grave, for he will receive me," verse 15. All who have this hope in their hearts, those who are true, committed believers in God and his word, should ask themselves, as we read and quoted in verse 5, why should I fear in times of trouble? We should recall what we read yesterday at the start of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way. What a wonderful hope that is. We thank you today for being with us as we open up the pages of God's word, remembering that word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.